Now, images of several Czech Romani families camping out in a Toronto airport were aired on Canadian television over the weekend. On Wednesday, Czech authorities said the last of those pictured had moved out of the airport. But nevertheless, the images have fueled speculation that visa requirements may well be reintroduced for Czechs travelling to Canada. Rosie Johnston reports.
On Sunday, Canadian broadcaster CTV reported that around 30 Czech Romanis were living in Toronto's Pearson Airport, awaiting an interview with immigration police. The report showed families of Czech Roma receiving food handouts from airport employees and sleeping on benches in the hub's Terminal 1. At the time, the Czech Foreign Ministry said they knew nothing about the asylum seekers, but on Wednesday, a ministry spokesperson said that the last of those pictured had left the airport for a nearby town. Those questioned by reporters said that they were staying at the airport because it cost nothing and was convenient for the interviews they'd have to attend with immigration officers. Police security patrolling the airport said that they had no plans to eject the refugees. When it broke, Sergeant Kevin Greenhaw said this to CTV.
I mean, they're not causing a problem. We're aware of them. And I'm sure the problem's going to rectify itself in the next 2 or 3 days. So we'll just keep an eye on them in that time.
Staff may have been unworried by the number of Czechs camping out at the airport, but the footage has prompted speculation that Canada may reimpose visa restrictions for Czechs, speculation which was already mounting when it was revealed that some 853 Czechs applied for asylum in Canada last year. Mikhail Vilcek is a spokesperson for the Canadian Embassy in Prague. He says, for the moment, nothing has changed.
Well, the increase in refugee claims from the Czech Republic in Canada is a real concern, and Canada is monitoring the situation closely. Visa-exempt countries are aware that if they don't satisfy the conditions of Canada's exemption, the requirement for a visa may be reimposed. However, if one criterion is not met, it does not mean the visa requirement on a country is automatically reimposed.
So far this year, 653 Czechs have applied for asylum in Canada. If that number crosses 1,000 by the end of the year, many think that Ottawa may well, as it did in 1997, reimpose visa restrictions for Czechs travelling to the country.
Thanks, Rosie. A reminder, you're listening to Radio